From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The presidents of the U.S. and Russia offer conflicting viewpoints.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin clashed sharply today at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Ahead of a face-to-face meeting between the two world leaders set for later in the day, Mr. Obama told the annual U.N. General Assembly gathering that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo. He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But Mr. Putin, making his first UN speech in a decade, warned that it would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting the Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together in World War II. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking at the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Rouhani said the nuclear deal is not the final objective, but a development which can and should be the basis of further achievements to come. He said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard, known as the RSP, that was behind a recent coup attempt, is refusing to be disarmed.
The soldiers want some guarantee regarding their safety, because they're being... The transitional government said they were open an inquiry regarding the coup, and the soldiers feel they could be in danger of being prosecuted. So they have requested an amnesty before, but so far it hasn't been agreed on. So they are trying to pressure the government to give them some guarantees before using the weapons.
Now, that was VOA's Emily Yube from the capital of Ouagadougou. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the situation. Kenyan teachers have been on strike for nearly a month, demanding the government implement a 50% to 60% wage increase ordered by the Supreme Court. On Friday, another court ordered the teachers to suspend their strike, but the unions were waiting for a meeting with a judge on Monday before instructing their members on what to do. VOA's Jill Craig was at the court and files this report from Nairobi.
Teachers and students across Kenya waited Monday to hear the result of an Employment and Labor Relations Court hearing that could end the national teacher strike. But after a packed courtroom of teachers, union bosses, lawyers, and journalists waited 90 minutes to hear arguments, teachers union officials announced the judge was ill and would need to postpone the proceedings to Thursday.
And you can see we must be ready for a very long stretch.
That was Akelo Misori, Secretary General of KUPET, the Kenyan Union of Post-Primary Education Teachers. But as officials take to the courtrooms, Kenya's teachers and students remain out of class. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has previously said the government does not have the funding to obey the court's order. NASA scientists have found strong evidence of saltwater streams on Mars, at least during the Red Planet's summer, the space agency announced today. The lines of hydrated salt minerals found would require water for their creation, and where there's liquid water, there could be life. And John Grunsfeld is the NASA Associate Administrator for the Science Mission Directorate.
These observations from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter are giving us a much better view that Mars has resources that are useful to future travelers. When you have water, you know, what's water? Hydrogen and oxygen. That's what we make rocket fuel out of. Perchlorates. The space shuttle, the solid rocket boosters are aluminum perchlorate. In principle, you could make solid rocket fuel. And as we've talked about, perchlorates are ubiquitous around Mars.
He says care is being taken not to pollute the angry red planet. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. From Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.